My old friend John Fund, who joins us now from Washington, D.C. John, you're safe and sound and dry, despite the fact that you live in New Jersey and got battered a little bit by Superstorm Sandy?
Yes, there was some flooding in Hoboken, but we had no power loss, and that's the most important thing. But I was down here in Washington on business, and I decided it was better to wait it out here.
Okay, well, good. I mean, you're waiting it out, but you will be home before the election.
Have to vote.
We do. What are people going to do? Have I gotten this right, that they've suspended the tracking polls because of the storm?
Yes, because so many people are not going to be at home or are otherwise preoccupied, or because phone lines are often down in places. Gallup for the second night tonight is not going to do its tracking poll. I believe Rasmussen is in the same position. So until Thursday morning, we are in an information-free zone where pundits have to go on television and actually come up with something other to lean on than, you know, numbers from these polling companies. It's going to be very fascinating to watch when they're on their own without a net.
1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. John, of course, well known as a longtime senior writer for Wall Street Journal. He is the author of the best-selling book, Who's Counting? How Fraudsters and Bureaucrats Put Your Vote at Risk. John, very quickly, before we get to the issue of the potential, increased potential for voting fraud with Hurricane Sandy, Superstorm Sandy, what do you make of the new battleground poll using its vote election model that projects a 52-47 Romney victory?
You know, I haven't looked at the internals of the models, so I don't think you can. I'm suspicious that whether or not you can quantify it on that basis, but I will say this. We know two things from the polls. Romney continues to gain momentum because more and more states are forcing Obama into advertising where he wouldn't before, like Minnesota and Pennsylvania. So we know Romney is gaining. That's a sure thing because Obama is taking lots of internal polls still. The second thing we know is that Obama is still below 50% in swing state after swing state and nationally. An incumbent president who has universal name ID, who is below 50%, loses. Their names are, you know, Jimmy Carter and George H.W. Bush and Gerald Ford. And Obama's stuck at about 47-48% of the vote in state after state. If he stays there next Tuesday, he's going to lose.
The most recent number in Ohio, which is Rasmussen, is, well, Romney is at 50% and Obama at 48.
Now, and the reason why the 50% number is important is this. Over time, we have seen one thing with incumbents who have universal name ID. If they're below 50 and everybody has an opinion of them or should have an opinion of them, people are either going to vote against them or they're staying home or they're going to skip that race on the ballot.
1-800-955-1776, our phone number. Speaking with John Fund, nobody knows or covers the processes of American elections better than he does. Today, one of the Democrats' parting shots is this Michael Moore MoveOn.org ad. And it's an ad that goes right to your wheelhouse, John, because it accuses Republicans like you of trying to steal the election by insisting on things like, oh, voter ID. And the ad is allegedly takes place at a rest home. They use Copeland's Appalachian Spring music a little bit in the background. And it's supposed to be touching when we meet a 97-year-old named Marie.
I was born in 1915 during World War I. My first vote was in 1940 for Franklin D. Roosevelt. And I have not missed an election since. And I want the Republican Party to know, if your voter suppression throughout this beautiful country enables Romney to oust Barack Obama, we will burn this mother down.
Si se puede.
Si se puede means, of course, yes, we can. John, you haven't actually heard that before. She says the real word. She says we of course, have to bleep it. What do you think?
Well, I'm skeptical. Marie is not identified. as far as I know, she's not available for interviews.
And she's not really 97.
Well, she doesn't sound 97, and although it's possible. Let's put it this way. This sounds like an actress. Sounds like someone who doesn't exist. And I have to tell you, people born in 1915 generally were born in a certain time of genteel manners. And no matter how rough their conditions, they very seldom use language like that. And I'm just skeptical all the way around. I also think that it's basically there just for shock value. And it's typical of what Michael Moore and MoveOn.org are capable of. Remember, these are the people who actually went after General Petraeus when he was in Iraq. And MoveOn.org accused him of being General Betray Us.
All right, so wait till you hear the next one. The next one is an old person named Dorothy, and she has another threat for Mitt Romney. And Dorothy sounds like this.
I have four generations of family on this earth, and my life has been very blessed. And if the Republicans steal this election, I'm going to track down Mitt Romney and give him the world's biggest punch. What's the matter, sonny? You never heard that phrase, punch?
Okay, we had to bleep out what the term she's using is a term for male rooster punch, and then she says right in the, and then she uses another term for the groin area. Who is this supposed to be appealing to? Do you have any idea,
yeah,
John?
Yeah, I think it's clearly designed for one purpose only, which is to be talked about on radio and TV. I doubt the ad buy is large. I doubt that these people are not actresses. And, you know, it's just a low-class way of ending an election. You know, for a campaign that was so much about hope and change in 2008, to end on this note is beyond disappointing. It's sad and pathetic.